This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? Art here for Masters of None. With me is Mike.
Hello.
And Jay.
Yo.
And how's everybody doing?
Good. Fucking tired, man. I'm on like day 17 of 21 days straight working.
And nice.
I'm fucking exhausted.
You know, football season. It's busy.
Yeah, it's great.
That OTAs, man, it's killing you, huh?
OTAs. Yeah. No, it's good though, but exhausting. That's good.
Nice. You good, Jay? You weren't you traveling somewhere?
Yeah, I went to San Francisco. A little bit ago. Had a blast out there. Met our pal Mark from The Poser's Guide to Being Gay.
Yes.
Way back when.
Nice.
Had a good time with him, hung out, drank some beers, played some Cards Against Humanity and some bar, some random bar.
Have you ever been there?
No, it was great though.
Yeah, cool town, right? Expensive as fuck, but cool town.
Yeah, it's too bad it's gonna like be destroyed soon, like a mega earthquake.
Oh, dude, have you heard about all that shit?
Yeah, the article like was all over Facebook like 2 days before I left, so that was a lot of fun. It's like San Andreas, right, locked and loaded for the ultimate destruction, over 100 years overdue for the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I'll just bookmark this and read it on the plane. And we were like right by the ocean. So the people are like, oh yeah, if you hear these sirens go off, that's a tsunami warning. But you should be all right. We're about 120 feet uphill.
What?
Yeah. Thanks.
Gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Would have been awesome if you were in the plane when it hit, so you can just watch it happen from the sky.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Must go faster. Must go faster.
But no, it was great. It was an awesome city. Many good times.
Yeah, it is a cool town. It's just, I just remember it being expensive as hell.
Yeah.
And both of y'all, it's hysterical. Today, just getting the the texts of Art joining the cosplay ranks. First Jay and now you.
Yes, I did get my Batman suit. I don't know if people, if we had a show out since I got it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty fucking ridiculous. Did you guys see a picture of me in it yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, it's sick.
I told you, you just need to do, you got to do a little bit of eye black.
Yeah, we'll save that for Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I don't think the 5-year-olds at my kid's birthday party were really like, you're not the real Batman. Your eye can see skin color under your eyes.
it does. It just looks like you're wearing like a toy football helmet, though, when you don't kind of like do it up. You know?
I think you're looking a little harder than the average bear, I feel like.
Well, we're going for perfection here, guys. Okay.
Well, I know. Also, I didn't wear like there's a black like under thing that goes under the cowl.
Yeah.
It covers like the small space like between your chin and your neck.
Perfect.
Yeah, but when I like put that thing on, it barely fits. It's like the mask like cuts into my eyeballs.
Okay.
I can't even see. It's like a Clockwork Orange effect. So I don't know. I got to work on that. Plus, like 2 pieces of the belt like fell off before I even put it on. So yeah. I got to send it back, and they sent me the wrong size boots. So I was like strapped into that thing like a freaking little Chinese girl with her feet bound.
It's a full Batman costume wearing Converse.
Yeah. But it was pretty sweet. Pulled it off.
And Art, what'd you get?
Stormtrooper costume.
Now, was that like brand new, or did you find out somebody's garage sale? Where was that?
Brand new.
Brand new.
Yeah.
God
damn. Where do you get that? Some website?
Amazon. I was actually looking at different sites. I wanted to get the Shadow Trooper, but that was, I think, like $1,000. I'm like, I'm not spending $1,000 on that.
Yeah, you're not a lunatic.
You know, right? So I found this one. I heard a lot of great reviews, and people said, like, you know, depending on your dimensions and all that, and I was checking things out, ordered an extra large, and things legit. Got it today.
Is it heavy duty? Like, heavy duty, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
And when I was walking around, I sounded like a stormtrooper, just like clank, clank, clank.
Yeah, does it do the voice changey thing? Like you get the robot voice?
No, you can get that. Like I found. This is sad. As soon as I ordered, I was looking up because it didn't come with a gun. So I had I found this one guy that like custom makes guns, like blasters. And so I had one ordered, and it's coming my way soon.
Nice.
And then there's a voice changer one, and then this is even sadder. There's a place where I can order like this leather holster that like fits into the costume.
Nice. Well, wow. You have to have the gun for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The voice change is badass.
That's like, yeah, it's $150 on like Amazon. So I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. I wanted to check out the helmet to make sure it fit, and right. I just got to see where I can put that in there, and then I'll be good to go.
Nice.
All right. So now I gotta join the ranks here. This sucks. I gotta figure
out.
Are
you going Spider-Man or what are you doing?
Spider-Man's tough because you have the body for it.
I don't have the body for Spider-Man.
That's why Batman is so perfect for me.
Yeah, because Spider-Man, you gotta be lanky. You gotta be, you know, pretty skinny. And I don't have a swimmer's body, so.
Would you go Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future?
I mean, you could do that, but you guys got like full blown, like, you know, masked costumes. I think I gotta do that too. Cover my face too.
Go Iron Man then.
Iron Man, be dude, sweet.
I've seen Iron Man ones online. They're like $3,000, yeah. But like they're fucking legit.
Yeah,
it's insane. Like you can get it with like the freaking missile thing that comes up out of the arms, like all kinds of shit, crazy.
Wow.
Like light up electronic stuff, like the shoulder missile. Like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That whole world, I mean, when you start peeling back the onion in the cosplay world and you start looking at some of those sites that like make some of that shit. Dude, did you see the lightsabers that I sent you? Lightsaber site where the guy like makes them custom with the crystals and everything?
Oh, yep. I've seen that.
Wild.
Like you open up the handle and there's crystals in it.
Yeah. Wild, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Well,
oh, I know, Mike. Go for the Chewbacca. Get the stilts and everything.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea.
Oh, you know, it'd be good for you, too. Go for, oh, fuck. I just lost it. Oh, do like, aren't you, you're a big Cap fan, right?
Yeah. Oh,
do
dude. Cap
or do Winter Soldier?
Yeah, fucking, the one guy on Instagram, that on our Instagram account, he does cosplay, and he makes like all the shit, and you can buy it from him. The Captain America shield that he has, $500. I totally want it. It's just like a stupid purchase. You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. Like if I just have the money laying around, I would love to just fucking buy a real life size Captain America shield, and you can it's do it with like battle shield. Damage and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
Did you see that? Did you see that one shield that guy made with the magnetic? It was like
yes.
2 or 3 days ago.
Yes.
He made the shield that would come back to him.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
That's wild. That's wild. That's some cool shit. There's some cool shit out there. People just get into it, you know.
And that shield doesn't obey the laws of physics.
Apparently not. Apparently.
No way. All right. Are you going to join the 501st?
My costume is not 501st compatible.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That's fucking ridiculous.
The 501st that you have to make yours. Like, you have to
make it.
Wait, well, I'm lost. I'm lost. What is this?
So the 501st is like a huge organization of like Star Wars cosplay people who like, it's like, you know, they're like, it's all about like doing it perfection, but doing all like, you know, charity shit.
Yeah.
Like doing appearances and stuff. But I guess they're super insane strict about it, and you have to make everything.
Yeah, there's kits and there's like steps on like how to, what type of materials to use, what not to use, and when you get, I mean, even though this costume looks really good, as you guys saw in the picture, it even said on Amazon, like, standard, like, questions or, you know, whatever. And they said, is this 501st approved? And they're like, no. That was, like, the first question.
That's horseshit. Wow. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, some sick kid in a bed, like, dying of whatever is going to be like, excuse me, you don't have the proper number of ridges on your belt. You're not a real stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Oh, you know what? There's an awesome. There was even it was even cheaper than my Star Wars the Stormtrooper one. There was the Imperial Guard, the red, you know, the one that follows the Emperor around.
Nobody wants to be that guy,
dude. That's awesome. I love that guy.
Really? Nobody wants to be those fucking those guys. They don't
that's
do
like
anything.
The Emperor's handmaidens.
Yeah.
They like clean the royal balls.
You see that?
Nobody wants to be those queers.
Those are terrible.
Yeah. You want to see it right there?
What? What are we looking at?
I don't know if you can see my screen at all.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that guy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I love the 501st people, too. They're so crazy into it, but some of them are just the most random characters, like, that you've never even seen.
Right.
They're on screen for, like, 3 seconds.
Right, well, like, those fucking...
You know, they're busting your balls about, like, the exact specifications, or you didn't make it with your own fucking hands or some shit.
Yeah. Well, those Emperor guards are on screen for 18 seconds, I think, total.
Right.
And everybody's like,
those
oh,
Emperor
yeah.
guards are highly trained in combat. They're the most fearsome warriors.
Shut anyway. Up. Know that.
Dude, you know what you should do? Oh, no, wait. It's the older version of the Stormtrooper. I was going to say, you should get that fucking bow staff thing, that electronic bow staff thing that the new...
Oh, I'm going to get a First Order costume as well.
Oh, you are, huh?
I want to so bad. That helmet,
that helmet's pretty sick. So
they
wait,
are cooler than the old ones.
Is anything different other than the helmet?
Oh, everything is different.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, is this like cosplay, like first to worst cosplay, or are we doing the actual topic?
All right, here's the real question. Have you fucked in it yet?
No, oh. I just got it today.
Oh. Yeah, so okay. Exactly.
So you've jerked off in it then?
Have you got done the nasty in the Batman costume?
It's classified.
Just the cape.
What happens in the Batcave stays in the Batcave.
just the cape and cowl. That's all he wears.
Well, I'm afraid of getting anything on it because you can't wash it per se. You got to use like just kind of like Clorox wipes or something on it.
You use a bat condom. You'd be fine.
But it's been fun. I've been shopping for a mannequin to keep it on. I'm literally making like a bat closet.
you need the bust of William Shakespeare or whatever, so you can.
No, that's it. Yeah, it's access to
Amazon.
Here.
Yeah,
they have mannequins there. I'm checking that out too. They're doing the same thing.
Nice.
Oh my god, you guys are amazing. I love this. I absolutely love it. I'm ashamed and proud to be your friend.
Yeah, of course, if this happens after Art leaves, think of the hilarious videos we could do. Like
I know!
Stormtrooper hanging out.
Fuck! We could get dozens of views.
I totally forgot. I was going to, at my son's birthday party at the bowling alley in the arcade, they had the Batman video game.
Yeah.
I was going to go play it. Just think. I totally forgot, but I did go into the bar and like order a beer, and I went outside the bar. I was just like standing out in the parking lot, just like getting bizarre looks from people. A couple people like pulled over, like, "Hey, Batman!" Like the kids in the back of the car, they're just like frightened and excited at the same time.
I'm having a bad day. Leave me alone.
Oh, great.
Just drinking a beer, shaking your head.
Batman needs a beer.
Yeah.
Been a long day. Robin's dead.
That's great. I was giving the kid wearing the Superman costume a hard time.
It's like Superman. Giving him the finger the whole time.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about. What the fuck are we talking about here? What's happening, Art? What are we doing?
So we're doing Marvel Studio films worst to first, so pretty much everything from Iron Man to Civil War.
Correct. And that, how many movies is that? That's
13
flicks. Nice. So I take it you both saw Civil War, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice. Okay.
Also, I watched Deadpool on the plane from San Fran.
Yeah.
Even better the second time.
Yeah, Deadpool is fucking great, yeah. Dude.
I really, really liked it even more the second time.
Yeah. Yeah, they did it right. They did it right.
I was excited. All right, so, Jay, we'll start with you. Worst one out of the bunch.
The worst I had was Thor Midget World. It was my 8.5. Oh, wait. Yeah, Thor Dark World.
I would pay to see Thor Midget World. That'd be amazing.
That would be probably top of my list.
Thor against a bunch of midgets.
But yeah, I waited a long time before I even bothered to watch that one. Like, I'd watched like everything else in my Netflix queue.
Yeah.
It's just flibbity flabbity jibber jabber. Hey, dark this, Asgard that. Fucking stupid. Like, it was just pointless. I could give two shits about it. It really didn't have anything to do, it seemed like, with anything else going on in the universe.
Yeah.
I just did not give a shit. I don't like Thor really as a character. He always has some good one-liners, but just in general, he's just a one-dimensional fucking invincible prick.
Thor, the one-dimensional invincible prick.
Yeah. This just, I don't know. He's just, he bores me.
This was bottom of my list, too.
Thor, more like bore.
Yep, right. Get it? Am I right? This was bottom of my list, too, but mainly because it was, you could tell it was strictly just a filler movie just to introduce one of the Infinity Stones.
Yeah.
Like, right. That was really it. Like, the only reason it was there, and, like, everything else was pretty bad. And, dude, talk about, I mean, one thing that Marvel gets criticized for, and this was probably the worst, the best example of this, I guess, is they don't know how to develop fucking villains. And the villain in this one was like, okay, what is it, a mad elf? Great.
I don't even remember. I went back and watched all the trailers to all these.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even figure out who the villain was in this. Like, I couldn't figure out the plot, who the villain was. I had no idea what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
It, terrible.
All right, what about you? What's your bottom one? Or where did you have Thor, Dark World?
Thor is the second worst one for me. The first one I had, and I liked Ed Norton, it was just the Hulk.
Oh, really? Why the Hulk?
I feel like with Batman and Spider-Man movies, except for this one, Spider-Man's appearance in Civil War, I feel like we already know these guys. Even people who aren't into comics know their origin story,
yeah,
and all this other stuff. And I felt like for all the Hulk movies, they just go back to the same. I don't know, just the same storyline and
it's the same bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and Ed Norton, the cast was a lot better than the Ang Lee one. I get that. But I just felt like, okay, yep, I've seen it before. And then like, I think when this movie came out, everybody was talking about the news was Ed Norton's not going to be, they're not going to make another one because he's not getting along with the director and Marvel. So they're nixing any of the things. I'm like, all right, fine. And to see what Mark Ruffalo did in Avengers, I was like, he should have done his own one.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do another one. I get that. But
they kind of can't because Universal still holds the rights to it, at least partly. Like, they have the same kind of deal that Spider-Man has right now, but Universal has a little bit more of the cards. So that's why they can't really do a Hulk movie by himself. He has to be part of other movies.
Yeah.
These are like guest star in other movies.
The Abomination, yeah, it was cool to have him in there, but I just felt like, all right, it was just kind of the same Hulk movie, right? Origin story, he gets mad, boom, and he's got to control his temper and all that stuff. All
right. Right.
Just wish it was better. But second one right after that was Thor 2. Again, I think I agree with everything that Jay said. For me, though, there were some funny parts. I don't know why it gets me, but every time I see him hang up his hammer on the little coat rack.
That was pretty funny. I will say that about Thor, that this second Thor movie, is there... They definitely like brought a little bit more levity to it than the first Thor movie. There's a lot more like, okay, they're going for a laugh here. You know what I mean? So
And it was cool to see Loki work with Thor in it, and Dr. Selvig. I thought he had some cool one-liners, and like the time he's not wearing any pants, and he's just like, maybe I should get some pants on, and he's giving everybody hugs and stuff.
Yeah.
So I dug it a little bit more than Hulk, so that's why it came in second on my list. What about for you, Mike? What was your worst one?
Thor the Dark World was worst, and then I had Hulk two spots up from that. Kind of with the same thing you said. It's very difficult to do. I think it's difficult for them in the beginning anyway to do any kind of Hulk story other than an origin story, just because, you know, I don't think you're going to jump right in with like a Planet Hulk or something, you know, a storyline or whatever, just because people aren't going to really go for it. And then I guess the other thing was exactly what you said, like all the turmoil with like whatever the fuck Norton wanted to do. And it just, you know, it was just kind of bleh. It was there. It was right in the middle of like Marvel really still trying to get their feet wet. So Marvel Studios, that is, trying to get their feet wet. So it was like good effort, but you know, whatever.
You get a gold star on your report card.
Jay, what was your next one?
Next one is Thor proper. While I was slightly pleasantly surprised when I saw it, thought it was better than it was going to be. It's still, I don't know. It just, I don't know. It was kind of one trick pony-ish and didn't have much going on to it. So yeah, it was just okay. But that's it. Yeah. I don't have much else to say. I mean, some of these I haven't seen in so long. It was like, it's hard to even remember what the hell I did like or not like about them, especially these bottom ones, because again, they were just crappy enough where I'm never going to go back and watch them again. So yeah, Thor is my second to last. Again, just don't love the character.
All right.
Thor 2 was my second one. What was your second one, Mike?
Iron Man 3. Oh, really? Yeah, only really because I don't know. It was way too much Gwyneth Paltrow, who I fucking can't stand. Sorry. And I didn't really get it. Like, I didn't really understand, like, like the way they made the. I liked what they did with the Mandarin, and I know a lot of people hated that. I thought that was really cool because the Mandarin.
Yeah, I liked it.
The Mandarin's a difficult character to like actually portray, without going into his whole fucking thing. I think. Let's put it this way. If they wanted to do Mandarin after Doctor Strange comes out, they could probably get away with it because now they've invested in that whole the mysticism part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But at the time when Iron Man 3 came out, this is the only way they could have brought Mandarin to life is in this way. I didn't get the whole Guy Pearce thing. It just didn't intrigue me. Again, villains were terrible. Yeah, I didn't intrigue me. I didn't really.
For me, it's in the middle of the pack.
Really?
I enjoyed this movie for many reasons, but for one big reason was this happened right after the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, we saw, you know, Tony Stark deal with, you know, alcoholism and this and that and different things about, you know, father issues or just, you know, preserving his life with what happened in the first one. I love the fact in this one where he was just mentally unstable from what he experienced from the attack in New York City.
Right. It was PTSD, basically.
You saw like just him battle that, I wouldn't say a mental demon, but you just saw him battle like all the mental issues he had, and he couldn't, you know, just kind of ingrain himself back into the real world that always come back. And you saw that kid, the banter bit with him and the kid was fantastic.
That was good.
Just to see him like stop saying New York. I'm like, oh, is it because you're saying New York again? It's like, would you stop saying that? Love what they did with Mandarin. And just the way, I mean, you're going to find out where I put the first Iron Man as we go further in this show. But like, I just love the writing in Iron Man 3 and the idea of this superhero can be so fragile. Like you see him, you know, hyperventilating at the bar and, you know, Rhodey's like, are you, dude, we need you stable. What's going on? And he builds all these Iron Mans, you know, to protect himself and protect Pepper and all those other things. And he has all these mental issues. I love seeing the vulnerability of that superhero. Maybe I'm getting too deep. I don't know, but
no, I thought that was, no, I definitely do agree with what you're saying. I think the part that I didn't like about the movie whatsoever was the other half of it, which was the villain, like the, how they had to incorporate like a villain. And it was it just seemed half-assed. Like, it didn't seem it didn't seem good. Like, I would rather have that storyline with, I'd even go as far as saying fucking Iron Man 2's bad guys. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just, it just didn't. Huh?
What'd Whiplash?
You, yeah, it's even Whiplash and those fucking guys, just because, I don't know, it just seemed very hollow to me.
Well, for me, like, I like the villain choice, and I like this one, and another reason, you know, when we talk about Civil War and all that stuff, I like the way the villain was portrayed here in Iron Man 3, because Tony, one of the biggest things is he's just a narcissist, and he, you know, thinks he's the shit. He's the top dog and all that. You see him being like, dude, yeah, meet me on the top of the roof. I'll show you. And then, like, you see what that transpired, and the fact that, you know, like, the whole Sir Ben Kingsley with the whole Mandarin as the goof, but it was, you know,
Guy Pearce, that was like the red herring of the whole thing, because you didn't really know what was going in. That was a surprise. I'll give you that much. But
I just, the problem is, I think we're obviously we're dissecting these movies and everybody on different message boards and Facebook and all social media, like, oh, this had a flaw in this and this and that. But I thought the way that they did this villain, as opposed to the cookie cutter villain, you know, this and that, I think Tony was battling his mental issues just with everything that happened in New York City. This hero that he's like, man, this villain that, man, if I actually took the time and went up there and not, you know, got drunk with these other, you know, women on New Year's Eve or something like that, maybe I could have stopped it and all that other stuff. So,
right.
I think it's in the middle of the pack. I think it's, yeah, I'm looking at my sheet right now. It's in the middle. So I was big fan of Iron Man 3. All
right. I had Iron Man 3 at like number 8. It was weird. It was like almost like the least superhero-y of the superhero movies. A lot of it was just like, yeah, it was like a lot of, it was very personal for Stark, and like it was almost like a detective movie. It was like him like trying to like figure out like what the hell's going on and shit.
Right.
So there's a lot of just like civilian Tony Stark going on, which at the time I didn't really dig, but retrospectively I kind of like thought it was cool. There was some good banter between him and the kid, and the whole set piece at the end was pretty great. And with the whole thing with Pepper, I mean, can we do spoiler alerts at this point? But
yeah,
I had that at number, hold on, yeah, number 8, I think I said. My second favorite of the Iron Man movies. Yeah, Iron Man 2 is my least favorite. That's actually my number 11, if it's up to me.
Yeah, go ahead. It's up to you.
Yeah. Iron Man 2. I don't know. Not very memorable to me. Again, we're going way the hell back, but I don't remember too much about it, but did not love Whiplash as the villain. Was there even like a secondary villain in this? Who was it? I don't remember.
Justin Hammer.
Justin Hammer? Was this a porn film? I honestly, it was very
Justin?
Forgettable.
Is it Justin Art? It's Justin, right? Justin Hammer?
Yeah. Who's the actor that plays him? He was
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell.
He was fucking funny, dude. He was funny.
He's like me, like trying to tell a joke.
Oh, that scene was so douchey. It was great. I loved it. The crickets that you heard. It was fucking
they
amazing.
They gotta need more ink.
Yeah.
Coming out dancing on the stage.
Hilarious.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't really remember too much about it. Even watching the trailer, I was just like, yeah, I really, you know, the good parts were in the trailer, it seemed like. And that was kind of all that really was memorable to me.
Yeah. The badass scene was the suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like the F1 race was kind of cool.
Yeah. Right. Let's see. You said that was your 11.
That's my 11. Yep.
Yeah, that was my 10.
That was my, what is 13 on the list? 13, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10. That was my 10 as well. So my 11.
Your 11?
My 11 was Hulk, Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
So
my 11 was Age of Ultron.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. And why solo?
The problem was, I felt like, with the success of the Avengers, I mean, the Avengers was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was the culmination. Like, you wanted to see how everybody was going to mesh and how, and just the way they came together was perfect. This one, it was good. Don't get me wrong, but I just felt like, okay, we're going to take out Loki. We're going to sub in Ultron. And Ultron, like, James Spader did a fantastic job, but it was just kind of like wash, rinse, and repeat. I felt like I understood that, you know, Ultron, you know, artificial intelligence, he wanted to make the world perfect because that's what the Avengers are trying to do. And how do you do that? You get rid of human, you know, error and human, you know, just humans in general, and you start back. And I get that. And there were certain keys, just like Thor 2, where they brought in certain things like, you know, vibranium and all that other stuff. I get that. But I just felt like it was just like, all right, here's Avengers, the second one. Yep, Avengers 2, here you go. So that was kind of like my beef with it.
I didn't like my Avengers Ultron was, let's see, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9 on my list. And
okay. I have it at 5.
Yeah. I feel the same way about you, Art, but I really liked Ultron a lot. I thought James Spader brought a lot to that fucking character.
Yeah.
Which was really, for really real. Cool. He brought like a humanistic side to it, which was great. And but I do agree with what you're saying. The one thing that I think that put it really low for me was just like, how many fucking times do we have to see like, okay, bad guy wants to destroy the universe or the world? You know what I mean? Like that's where it was kind of really wearing on me, was right around this movie. So that kind of, yeah, that definitely kind of blew it. And there was, it just seemed like there was so much pressure for Joss Whedon to follow up the first Avengers movie, that there was so much going on in this. Now, don't get me wrong, some of the action sequences were really, really good, but there was so much of it that the story itself lacked. And like something like Winter Soldier, which is much higher on my list, had some great action sequences. Yeah. But was a fucking amazing story. Like the script, the story itself was really good. So like that's something that I felt Age of Ultron could have been, because again, something that I'll talk about when we get to when we start talking about Civil War is they have all this clout already. Like they have all this backstory. They've earned it. They've earned the fact that a character can come in an hour into a movie, a brand new character can come an hour into a movie, and they don't have to be like, hey guys, guess what? I'm Hawkeye. Remember me? This is all about me. You know what I mean? And it's like, no, you don't have to do that because you have that goodwill already built up from 13 fucking movies, you know? So
yeah,
that was the thing that with Ultron that I thought was really like, ugh, God, just fucking get to it. Like, just stop giving me more backstory about people. I don't need it. I just want you to, like, do cool fucking Avengers shit and then, but also have, like, a good storyline to it. Because, God damn it, out of all of these, Ultron could have been the greatest villain for the MCU. And yet he's, like, second tier right now. And that's terrible. Because he's fucking Ultron. Ultron's amazing. You know? But yeah, that was disappointing to me. So
I'm actually watching it right now with my son. So that actually brought it back up because I'm really digging it. We're about 2/3 of the way through it, and it's kind of like, oh yeah, this is like a fun movie.
What, Ultron?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a lot. It's no, don't cool. get me wrong. There's is nonstop action. They do not let you go.
Well,
it keeps going.
Well, there's the one. It's almost like they may as well have put up a sign that said intermission for 10 minutes when they go back to like Hawkeye's house.
Yeah. Take a breath. Go to Hawkeye's house.
That's like right where we're at right now, but it's cool. And I don't know why, but like, I'm just starting to watch all these movies with him cause he just turned 6. Like I didn't know if he was like ready. I mean, they're pretty intense and there's a lot of shit going on, and I don't know, for some reason he got Ultron and Ant-Man in his head that he wanted to watch those. So we're kind of going out of order with him.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, let's give it a shot here. And of course we put Ultron on. Literally the first word uttered in the movie is Tony Stark saying shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Language.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, yeah, all right. But he's digging it, but I'm literally spending the entire movie just explaining everything to him.
Yeah.
Like the questions do not stop. And I'm like, I mean, maybe we should have started with Iron Man. I don't know.
Probably but, should have.
But it's cool. And it, but as I'm explaining some of it, I'm like, yeah, this is really stupid. Like,
yeah.
This is kind of dumb. And like, he's never, I don't know how to explain this to him. This yeah. doesn't make sense. but like he, literally questions about everything. And I'm like, he's like, what's that stick? Well, there's a guy named Loki, and he's Thor's brother, and he's got this Infinity Stone, and the bad, 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 bad. I'm just like, his tiny brain cannot handle it all.
Yeah.
But it's fun, and I'm digging it more than I thought I would, actually. And yeah, James Spader just fucking kills it, man. Like, yeah. Ultron's fucking pretty interesting as a villain, just with the whole, like, philosophical side of it and how he comes about and fucking kills Jarvis and all that.
No strings on me.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's like, what is that? Is that a song? Why is he singing a song? And I'm like, oh, you know, Pinocchio and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm explaining all the stuff to him. So
there's a lot of like, movie to play Pinocchio and you like talk about the whole yeah. idea of Pinocchio. Like, okay, now we can watch this again.
Yeah. And like, I'm explaining like artificial intelligence and like, it's it's like, oh, God almighty. Like, he's missing half the movie because I'm just explaining everything and answering all his questions. But it's I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. If I hadn't been rewatching it right now, it probably would have been a lot lower than 5 on my list. But I'm digging it so far. But we'll see if, I guess once I get through it all again, if it kind of, if it stays at my number 5.
I wow. think the biggest thing right now is all these movies are pretty awesome. So we're just like, you know, trying to find certain flaws in them.
Yeah.
You know, the ones at the bottom, of course, are worse yeah. than the other ones, of course. But
that's the thing.
For the
even,
most part, yeah. they're all entertaining and they're all great movies. We're just trying to like,
right.
all right, why am I putting it this one so low?
Because definitely being picky.
I got to find flaws.
Right. Definitely no, being picky.
I don't think Dark World is a great movie at all.
There are, but the point is that there's parts of every one of these movies that you're like, yeah, I like that. I actually like that. Like, there's not
take that.
There's not one movie on this list that I'm like, oh, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't, I didn't want to walk out. I wasn't bored out of my fucking mind. There's, you know, yeah. but.
So where are we right now? What, Jay? What were you? Where are you at right now?
I had 11 Iron Man 2, and then I guess if it's back around to me, my number 10 is Incredible Hulk.
Okay.
Talk about it a little bit. I don't know. I've always really enjoyed the Hulk movies just because just to see how they present it, like with the CG and stuff. And I don't know, I call me a simpleton, but I just can't get enough of Hulk destroying everything. I fucking love it. I cannot get enough.
But see, the thing is that with him.
Oh, and Ultron, by the way, the fucking yeah. Iron Man, Hulk Buster. Dude, that's
oh,
like
that
one
was
of
stellar.
My favorite scenes of all time.
Yeah, that was pretty stellar.
And Logan was fucking going nuts. I think that's the main reason he wanted to see it. It's like, so when Hulk fights Iron Man,
yeah,
we're fucking loving that. But that's awesome. I don't know. I just dig the Hulk. And again, that was another movie I had low expectations going into, and I dug it. It's kind of a shame. I mean, Ruffalo's awesome, but Ed Norton was pretty great too.
But and that's the thing. Like in those in both Avenger movies, Hulk steals the fucking show. And he's
yeah.
and he's just so good in the right hands, but even in like so, but then in the Norton one and even the Ang Lee one, like okay, the action stuff when he's just breaking shit and fucking buzzing shit up, yeah, that's awesome, that's great. I completely agree. I can't get enough about that. It's the stuff in between that's just like, oh God, okay, we get it. You're in love with this girl, and then her father hates you, and then. And I don't even know what the fuck happened. I still to this day don't know what the fuck was going on in that whole thing in the first one, Ang Lee with Nick Nolte and stuff. I'm like, wait, did his father beat him? Did he kill his mother? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it, Ang Lee. You fucked up. You fucked up big time. Like, you know, whatever. But yeah.
What was your number 10, Mike?
Well, let's see. I had Thor: Dark World, Iron Man 3, Incredible Hulk. That's 13, 12, 11. Iron Man 2 was my 10.
That was my 11.
My 10 as well. Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right, so Jay, you're on 9 then.
Yeah.
Okay. My number 9 is Ant-Man.
Okay. Yeah. That's my number 8. Wait.
That's my number five, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us why you liked it so much, and then we'll try and counter a little bit.
I really liked it. Well, first of all, Paul Rudd just
a man crush on him.
Just incredible. The dude is just amazing. He fucking just shines in everything he is, including Civil War, where he just completely steals the show in his scenes that he's in, which is great. And then not only that, you know, okay, I liked how, you know, Winter Soldier was kind of like an espionage movie, and then this Ant-Man was like a heist movie. You know, it was like an old classic kind of just whatever heist movie, and it just happened to have Marvel people in it. You know what I mean? And not only that, a lot of these movies, you know, you're talking about how you have to kind of watch all of these other flicks to kind of get the references to here and there and yada, yada, yada. This one stands by itself. This one, I mean, it kind of was set up to be that way from the get-go because of it, you know, it was supposed to be, it was just kind of going to be like a standalone thing. But then as the MCU kind of formed, it started to mold into it. But not very much, even the final product, not very much. There was just a couple of little things here and there, little tastes of other movies, whether it be the fight that he had with Falcon or whatever, and that was pretty much it. But goddamn, it was just great. It was just a fun movie to watch. I don't know. I liked all the characters. I fucking loved Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. I thought that was great. And yeah. The opening scene, dude. From that opening scene, I swear to God, I was actually at a Yankee game the other day, and I saw John Slattery like just walking by, and I wanted to go up to him. I wanted to go up to him so bad because I wanted to say, I would pay an disgusting amount of money to see a Howard Stark movie just with him, like Howard as Howard Hughes, you know, type guy where he was just inventing things and banging women. Like that's like that. I would pay for a fucking Howard Stark movie without a doubt. That would be amazing. But yeah, Michael Douglas was awesome, dude. I loved him as Hank Pym. I thought that was a great casting call. I don't know. I really liked Ant-Man, and I don't know if it has anything to do with art with going to that press screening. I don't know. Might be. But yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. I was pleasantly surprised.
It has a lot to do. It has a lot to do with the residual sex you got from your wife being in the same room as Paul Rudd.
That's possibly true. That's possibly true.
There's your costume, Mike. Ant-Man.
Oh, there's my costume.
My God, there
Holy
it is.
Shit, there it is.
That's I'm surprised she hasn't bought it for you already.
That's fantastic. What a great idea. Okay, here we go.
Dude, new Halloween costumes, the Wasp and Ant-Man. There you go.
Oh, man. That's a good idea.
All
right. I'll be looking for those later.
You're welcome.
Is everyone making a realistic Ant-Man costume yet?
Probably.
Oh, of course.
Of course they have.
Maybe, you can get Giant Man for just the pants.
And if you do go,
spoiler alert,
Halloween, take a bag of orange wedges.
Anyone have any orange slices?
No, Ant-Man was fantastic. I have it at 9 or 8 or whatever, just because the other movies I felt were just a little bit better. But yeah, Paul Rudd was fantastic. I know a guy that whole thing was great. When that guy would tell stories and just the whole like flashback and everything. And then I never knew that Baskin Robbins, you can't pull a fast one on Baskin Robbins because they always find out.
They always find out. Fucking great, man. There's some great, great lines and just, I don't know. I dug it. I dug it the whole thing. I really did.
The origin story worked and it wasn't boring.
Yes, the origin story worked and wasn't boring. The biggest flaw I have to say about that movie, was the villain. The villain was just, it was meh.
It was me.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that villain was kind of forced. I thought it would, I had really high hopes for it when I knew it was Edgar Wright directing it and they knocked him off of it. Paul Rudd, I think, was the redeeming quality of it. My big problem with it, and I don't know if, what's going on, but like even in Civil War it seems like CG is like gone over the hump and is like starting to get bad again. Like some of it is like, it was so amazing, it looked real, and now I don't know if they're just slacking off or if there's so much of it they can't even do it justice anymore. But like especially with Ant-Man, like the effects I thought were fucking terrible. Like And I get what you're trying to do is ridiculous. Like, and how are you supposed to make that look good? But even in like Civil War, a lot of the fight scenes and stuff, like all the Spider-Man shit seemed like it was hastily thrown together. And it just, I don't know, man. I feel like it's gone over the hump and it's like back going back down towards terrible again.
Uh-oh, Mike, go ahead.
And a lot of Ant-Man was pretty boring.
Really?
Yeah, there was a lot of not action going on. It was kind of like Iron Man 3 in that way.
But that's the thing. Like, I actually cared about these fucking characters. Like, I actually cared about stuff that I didn't need to be, like, doused with 100% action. I actually, like, cared about what was going on. I don't know. I like the characters a lot better.
Ant-Man for me was 8. Number 9, since we talked about already, was Thor. Jay, we talked about your 9 and 8 yet or no?
9 was Ant-Man for me. Number 8 for me was Iron Man 3.
9 for me was Ultron. And then 8. Okay. Are we on 8? Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
8 for me is Thor, the original Thor. Thor actually, in the beginnings of the MCU, Thor was very high on my list. Because I really loved that. I thought that was that out of any of the characters, that was the most impossible task for them to bring to the screen. Thor is a very difficult character to portray. It's a very difficult story to fucking portray. And not only that, everything up until then was based on Earth. You know, it was completely like had a slight sense of realism to it. And then this was like, nope, we're going to another fucking galaxy and dimension. You know what I mean?
Dimension, whatever the fuck it is.
Whatever it is. And they...
Asgard?
Yeah, they did like... what a crazy bouncing act of, you know, that kind of sci-fi to it. And then yet they get Kenneth Branagh to direct it, who has a very long and illustrious Shakespearean background, and he fucking directs this thing, and that's a great idea because that's how they fucking talk to each other. You know what I mean? Like the script and like how that has to be portrayed and how they have to like interact has that kind of feel to it. But yet at the same time, they're running across a rainbow bridge. you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so they gotta, you know, it's and fighting frost giants, you know. So I don't know. That's at the time, and also too is Thor was actually the first movie I saw in 3D, and they did a really good job with the 3D in that movie, I must say. But yeah, that was my 8. Thor was my 8.
Yeah, Thor was 9 for me. Ant-Man, and then 8, and then 7 was Iron Man 3. Jay, what was your 7?
My 7 is Captain America: The First Avenger.
Okay, that's my number 6.
Mine too. Actually, yeah, should probably be higher on my list, but it's not. It's at 6.
Mine too, but there's, again, the movies that are coming after are just completely
really good.
Really good. Yeah. This is where it gets tough and difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, Captain America. I mean, I really dug the origin story. I love like old-timey war stuff. Why it's so low for me is the whole like first third or whatever with the weird creepy skinny Chris Evans. Again, looking
talk
back
about
the trailer,
talk like, about terrible CG. That was bad.
Oh my god, it's that was bad. Weird and it's terrible and it took me out of the movie a lot.
Yeah, that was noticeably bad.
Yeah, it was really fucking weird. If not for that,
like back then, you didn't know that.
Oh yeah, sure. But yeah, I dug the majority of that. I mean, I think I dug just more of the origin stuff more than the whole Hydra stuff. Like, I like the first half more than the second half.
Red Skull was awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess I don't know. I mean, what's his head was good. Agent Smith there. But it had some really good set pieces, especially towards the end. But yeah, I mean, Chris Evans is fucking perfect for that. I mean, whoever casts all these movies really is worthy of whatever the hell they get paid. Yeah. I mean, every one of these guys, well, minus stupid Jeremy Renner, they're all cast perfectly. I mean,
Renner.
Hawkeye's stupid, dude. He shouldn't even be in these movies. He's the worst. I mean, Black Widow's there just for eye candy. She's also fucking useless, but whatever.
I love how the women, especially in Civil War, they're the only ones that are not wearing costumes.
Yeah.
Notice that?
What do you mean?
Scarlet Witch looks like she just came out from the Gap.
She's got a jacket on. That's her costume, is a red jacket.
Yeah, and then, well, she's not really even wearing a red jacket. And then Black Widow came out from, like, Banana Republic, and there you go.
Well, they're both hot, and Scarlet Witch wears, like, the thigh highs, so that's hot. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Each one of her outfits gets lower and lower cuts.
Yeah, and everyone knows in watching Ultron, she's got like a massive, like, whatever, like the Slovakian accent or whatever. Yeah. And I feel like in Civil War, she had no accent whatsoever.
Yeah, it started to fade pretty fast. Right? It was like Kevin Costner in Robin Hood. Like 20 minutes in, he's like, fuck it. I'm just, hey, what's up? I'm Kevin Costner. How's it going? Hey,
I saw that,
what's up, guys? I'm Robin Hood.
What's up? In the theater and Civil War. And the second time I was watching, I was like, yep. There was one, like, she had that accent, and then the next line, American. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's, she's like laying it on thick in Ultron. Yeah. I was like, what? She had an accent?
Like, yeah.
I had no idea. Yeah. But anyway, back to Captain America. And I've never been a fan of Captain America at all, like, whatsoever. So I really had no prior knowledge to his origins and all that stuff. I mean, the tiny basics of it. So I really, like, ate it up. I went in, you know, not knowing much about the character. Never really liked him, but they did a good job with it. Like I said, I dug
you.
I what?
You fondue?
Fondue? I don't understand.
No, don't worry. It was just Stark hitting on Agent Carter.
Oh.
That's a recurring theme that keeps on coming back in the movies, and especially Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too. I don't know if anybody catches that.
Yeah. That was the other thing too. Fucking Captain America. That's where I found my girl. Oh my god, Haley Atwell is amazing. Yeah. She's incredible, absolutely incredible, and in that movie especially, because she wears that, like, that red dress at that one point. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, new pants coming up.
You cosplay as Peggy Carter then?
Do it. Cosplay all over myself. cosplay with myself. Captain America, yeah, is 6 on mine. This is one of those movies that you watch it a second time. Every time I watch it, it gets better and better. Like I liked it the first time, but after watching it, because it's on like FX all the time and shit, you know, you watch it or whatever, and I'm watching it, I'm going, damn, this is fucking good. Like, it's really good. It's like a nice period piece in a weird way. Oh. It's like it's crazy, and you know, not for nothing, but Red Skull, out of all the fucking villains, Red Skull's pretty goddamn good. They did a pretty good job with him, more so than, you know, a lot of the other ones. He's like definitely top tier. Yeah, Weaving did a good job with that. Yeah, I fucking loved it. I loved it. I'm really digging it. And not only that, like, you get like the classic Cap outfit, you know, you get the excuse me.
What, you get a little war bonds?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking amazing. And you get a little taste of the Howling Commandos, which is really cool, and yeah, like just all that kind of shit, dude. I loved it. I ate it up. It was great.
You get a little piece of the comic book from back, like the original comic book art, where, you know, when he's selling bonds from city to city and he's punching Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. Like,
have you seen so many Easter eggs? So many Easter eggs, yeah, in all these movies are just fantastic.
It is. Have you seen, have you read any of Captain America White? I think it is. Is it White? I don't know. The new comic series.
Sounds racist. Out?
Yeah. Right. The new, is it?
No, I have not yet. No.
It's great because the artwork in that reminds me of the movie. Like, the movie had this look to it that just made it look, it had like sepia tones to it, you know what I mean? It had like an old timey look to it. And that's,
it was shot on Instagram.
Yeah, pretty much. And the new comic that's out, I believe it's Captain America White. I believe that's what it's called. But it's fucking, it's, it has that same kind of feel to it. It's pretty cool. Okay. All right. So what number are we on?
We're on 5 right now.
We on 5. Okay. I skipped. I think I one of mine got skipped. I had Iron Man in there as 7, the original Iron Man, right in the middle of the pack. Okay. I don't know where you guys had the original Iron Man.
Mine's at 4.
You're mine there. Is at 1, sirs.
Nice.
You went with the old original as number 1. I get it. You're one of those guys. You're one of those guys.
Is Guardians.
5. Really?
Yeah.
Guardians is my number 2.
My number 2 also.
It gets so tough. Trust me. Like, yeah, you guys, man, talk about it, because I'm going to agree with everything you said about Guardians. It's not, I don't like it. I love the movie. I freaking love the movie. I downloaded the soundtrack. I love the movie so much.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Oh, by the way, I'm drinking because I haven't had one in a while, but, and there's happened to be a blue moon in my fridge.
Oof.
From Katie. Oh, God almighty. It's fucking terrible. I haven't had one in like probably like 7 years. God almighty. Is that a shitty beer?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Good.
Guardians of the Galaxy, number 2 on the list for me. This movie is amazing. It's absolutely incredible. Nobody knew the Guardians of the Galaxy before this fucking movie came out, right? Nobody knew the origin story. Nobody gave a shit. This was fucking awesome. Just a good movie. You could argue that this movie could be not even in the Marvel Universe, and people would still have loved it that much. Because
it barely is.
Right. It barely is to begin with.
Kinda like Ant-Man. Yeah.
But it's just, the characters are fucking amazing. The writing is awesome. The directing is great. The soundtrack is awesome. And it's like a fucking, like, it's like a Wild West version of Star Wars, dude. It's this generation's like rock and roll Star Wars. You know what I mean? Like, that's the best way I can fucking explain it. It's so goddamn cool. Chris Pratt is just hysterical. There's so many funny parts in it. I love
it. It's almost a comedy first.
Yeah.
Rocket was hilarious, man.
Rocket was great. I mean, everything. You cared about every one of these fucking characters. It was just amazing. Again,
I'm gonna need that guy's leg.
Yeah. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Like, what do you need the leg for? He's like, I don't need the leg. I just want to see. Was he just hopping on?
And the best part about it is, like, so the best part about it for me was, after I watched the movie, I was like, wow, I'm intrigued now about the comics for Guardians. I think above any of these movies, I think you probably saw, in a comic book sense, you probably saw more people buy Guardians of the Galaxy comics after this was over, because people want to find out, okay, I didn't know anything going in. I knew it was a Marvel movie. Now I'm actually interested in the characters. Let me go back and read it. And that's what I did. And I was pleasantly surprised to find that the tone of the comics is exactly the same as the fucking movie. It's very funny. Yep. It's very kind of off the cuff, but it all happens in space with aliens and fucking weird cults and weird things and whatever. And it's great. The banter back and forth between everybody is exactly the same and stuff. My favorite line in fucking Guardians of the Galaxy is when they're flying in to try to fight Ronan, and then all of a sudden they realize that all the Nova Squadron is there to help them. And Chris Pratt turns to fucking Gamora and goes, "He got my dick message." It was fucking genius, man. It's incredible. I loved it. I love that movie. And talk about like rewatchability. I could watch that movie now. I could watch that movie anytime. It's just great. I'm so looking forward to the second one. They, you know, James Gunn, that's the other thing too. Talk about great casting.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes, and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that much.
Father too many.
Someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.